Good morning, everyone. This is Megan Moore.
And I'm Gloria Rogers.
And this is the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. A big congratulations to our listeners. You have made it to the last week of the Washington legislative session. Yay! The last day of session, called Sine Die, is this Thursday, March 7th at 5 p.m.
Wow, I can't believe it.
Oh!
We made it. So why do they call it Sine Die?
Well, it means without another day scheduled. So They have no date that they plan to come back until next year. And yeah, that's just a little fun fact for you.
So what does the last week of session look like?
To be honest, it's very quiet as an outsider.
Okay.
There was a big cutoff last Friday where everything needed to be voted out of its opposite chamber off the floor. They had floor action, floor debate all week long with very long days. They're working really hard to pass as many bills as they could. Now what's happening is this thing called concurrence. It's very much behind the scenes. So on our end, it feels really quiet.
Okay. And what is concurrence?
Concurrence is the process of agreeing on the changes of a bill. So if there were any changes to the bill in the opposite house, it will have to go through the concurrence process. There are three paths that it can go from here. First, if the original body decides that they can just agree with the changes, then they vote to concur. The bill will be signed with all the changes. Second, if the original body decides they don't like the changes, then they can dispute. This means they can ask the opposite body to remove all of the amendments that they passed. If they agree to do that, which is not likely that they agree to do that, but if they agree to do that, then the bill moves forward without the changes from the opposite body. Lastly, if they can't agree on either of those paths, then it goes into what's called conference. Conference committee gets together, and this is essentially negotiating on a middle ground. If both bodies agree with the middle ground, then the bill moves forward. If it can't be agreed upon, it dies. And this is like the saddest place for a bill to die, because it's already been passed by both chambers. All the work has been done on it, so it's a really big bummer if it dies here. But they usually do agree on a middle ground. And I have to say, I really appreciate our legislature because they do a great job of bipartisan negotiation. They work very hard to get things passed together.
So where does it go after everything is agreed on?
It's a great question. If a bill has no changes from the opposite body, or if it goes through this concurrence process and is good to go, then it moves forward for all the signatures. First, it has to be signed by the Speaker of the House or the President of the Senate. Actually, it needs to be signed by both. And then it goes off to the governor to be signed.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this a really long time ago. The governor can decide they don't like the bill, right?
Right. Yeah, they can decide to veto the whole bill or just a section of the bill. This might happen at this point, but it's less likely to happen with this particular government. Remember, it's usually a political move for a governor to veto something. And it usually happens when different parties control the executive branch and the legislative branch. In our case, in Washington, the governor has been communicating to the legislature most of the time through this whole process, saying, hey, I can't agree with that provision, or I can't agree with this bill the way it's written. And so they do work to make sure that it's a bill that can be signed by the governor. So more than likely, the governor will sign the bills as passed. He has 20 days to sign, not including Sundays. So this will likely last through the end of March.
I saw a picture of you and some community partners with the governor. Was that a bill signing?
Yeah. Yeah, that was last year. So anyone who worked on a bill is welcome to join in on a bill signing. It's a really fun thing to do. You get to go to the Capitol, stand with a bunch of people who are just so happy that a bill passed. And it feels like a celebration. You get to meet the governor, stand in with a picture for him. You even get a fancy pen with his name on it. Yeah. So You can find when a bill will be signed on the governor's website at governor.wa.gov, and we'll put a link to the governor's bill action page in the podcast notes.
That's so cool. So what else is happening this week?
Well, you probably guessed it. Budgets. It's always budgets. The budget bills are also going through this whole concurrence process, but it's a lot more involved than a regular bill. They are working to bring the Senate and the House versions of the budgets together. Remember, we talked about how this could look after they negotiate on funding. It may be more or less than what was proposed in, you know, one side of the budget. They do have to negotiate on a middle ground here.
So once they land on a middle ground for the budgets, what needs to happen next?
Then they need to agree on the changes. The whole House and the whole Senate both need to vote on the changes. And this happens in floor debate. They both have the opportunity to do speeches on whether they agree or disagree with the budget. This is definitely an opportunity to make a political speech on the budget. They will likely do floor debate for most of the day about the budgets on Thursday. And then when they vote on it, it's like a big celebration. I love watching the signee die events, and I think that you should too. They often invite members from the Senate to come over to the House, or sometimes the other way around. Because remember, they actually are separate almost this entire time. They come together individually to chat about the bills, but they really have never been together as a big group this entire time. So it's a fun celebration, lots of clapping, laughter, hugging. You get to watch it all. And it's a fun time to say we did it.
And you can watch it all on TVW?
Yeah. Yep. Right on TVW.
Okay. So what do the legislators do after all this is over?
This particular year, they are going to be focused on elections. It is election time. Come November, all of the members of the House of Representatives, so 98 folks, as well as half of the Senate, are up for re-election this year. So that floor debate, that floor speech that I talked about, that is likely the kickoff for their political campaign, because as soon as signee die drops, they can restart their campaign. We've already seen some resignations from leadership, people who are ready to retire. So we will probably see more of that on signee die during some floor speeches. And then there will be some shuffling into those seats, but also just political campaigning. So our listeners have seen this whole process, how state legislatures have such a big role in our lives making policy. So I personally encourage you to vote all the way down the ballot, not just for the president this year, vote all the way down the ballot and vote for health.
Yes. Wow. I can't believe we've made it all the way through the legislative process.
I know.
So what is on the horizon for the Public Health Essential Podcast?
We did it. Our listeners made it through. I'm so proud of all of you, and I'm proud of you, Gloria. Oh. It's not easy to learn all of these technical details. So thank you, everybody, for hanging in there. To answer your question about what's coming next, first, we're going to take a little break.
Yeah.
We all need a nap. Yes. Then we'll be back at a slower pace to continue to educate people new to public health about what we do in this field. Yes. We want to hear from experts about what they actually do for their jobs. We want to hear real stories from the field. So we've got some ideas that our listeners are really going to enjoy. We'll be back for the first week in April for Public Health Week, which is where the whole nation celebrates public health as a field. And as an organization, we will definitely be involved.
That's amazing. And I'm looking forward to that. So, all right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I've loved learning about this whole process with you all.
Yes. Keep learning. Keep using your voice. We'll talk to you in a month.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Public Health is Essential podcast from the Washington State Public Health Association. Talk to you next time.